I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God. It's good to have you connect with us today on Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in the name of Jesus. I must say, thanks so much for all your effort in pushing our podcast messages around the world on a daily basis. I'm deeply grateful for your kind gesture and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, I need you to listen attentively as we talk about opportunities. Child of God, if you want to change someone's life, it's not only money that does that, but opportunities you give them, like love, jobs, favors, sponsorship, scholarship, and lots more. You need to believe in people and help them to become better than how you met them. Child of God, from zero, a person who is given a good opportunity and utilizes it can become great and better. For instance, David sought for opportunity with King Saul to challenge Goliath. He talked his way into it and Saul consented, God backing him up. The rest of the story you already know. Child of God, opportunity is defined as a time or a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. The Cambridge Dictionary defines opportunity as an occasion or situation that make it possible to do something that you want to do or have to do, or possibility of doing something. In simple terms, always look for occasions, opportunities, situations that can make a difference. In the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verses 10, Bible says, "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially those who are of the household of faith." Hallelujah. Also in the Bible, we see the story of the thief on the right hand of Jesus taking opportunity of a conversation. That singular chance saved him from hell to paradise. What do I mean? Opportunities are doors or windows. Chances available, but not all take it. Never joke with opportunities accorded you. Celebrate it, utilize them, but never abuse it. I repeat, never abuse opportunities. There are opportunities you must take and some you must run from. Like Joseph in the Bible, he had opportunities to stand out, and he did, especially in Potiphar's house. But there was this golden opportunity to consolidate his influence over the management of the household of Potiphar. But guess what? Joseph rejected it. He refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife. By so doing, it cost him a lot, but it saved his destiny. Your destiny will not be truncated. Your destiny will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Child of God, some opportunities may open doors to human promotion, but close destinies. Be watchful and be careful. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24 verses 3 through 4, Bible says, Saul was pressed and needed a place for convenience, a path close to the cave. Bible says, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the inner recesses of the cave. The men of David said to him, "Behold, this is the day which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I am about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you.' Then David arose and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly." The lesson to learn there, never use opportunity to settle scores. Don't kill for vengeance. God will always test you with opportunities to know your heart. I repeat, God will always test you with opportunities to know your heart. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 6 through 11, we read clearly David saying, "The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But now, please take the spear that is at his head and the jug of water and let us go." David had opportunity to kill King Saul, but he refused to touch the anointed of God. Understand this, always respect the anointing. Hear me, if opportunities don't come, child of God, create them. Yes, create opportunities for yourself. Opportunities push destiny forward. Learn from the Bible. Child of God, sometimes when we may be discouraged, we are tempted to believe that only the lucky people receive the best opportunities and that we just don't have that lucky quality. That is very, very wrong. However, anyone can encounter numerous opportunities when we put in the work to step into the right place at the right time. As you engage your dreams for the year and find avenues to drive your business ventures, I pray for you. opportunities will open up themselves for you in Jesus' name. Child of God, keep these wisdom tips as they will one day work for you. Number one, a wise man will make more opportunities than he finds. Number two, entrepreneurs always search for change. They respond to it and exploit it as an opportunity. Number three, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunities. I repeat, in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunities. Number four, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, but you are not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later. In other words, be smart and tactful. Number five, if opportunity doesn't knock, child of God, build a door for it. Number six, victory comes from finding opportunities in problems. Number seven, excuses will always be there for you. Opportunities won't be. I repeat, excuses will always be there for you, but opportunities will not be. Child of God, keep these tips. Now let's pray and let your amen be loud as I declare. God bless you today. God bless new opportunities for you. Every good chance that you missed in the past, heaven reopened great doors of new opportunities for you in the name of Jesus. Any opportunity that will kill your salvation, heaven rejected for you in Jesus' name. The host of heaven will clear out hindrances on your path to good opportunities in the name of Jesus. Generational opportunities will come your way, things that will give your lineage great prosperity in the name of Jesus. I cover you, I cover your entire family with the blood of Jesus. As you step out today, the glory of the Almighty God will supervise openings and opportunities for you in the name of Jesus. God bless you real good in Jesus' name. Child of God, I celebrate your victories ahead and of course subsequent months that are coming. I celebrate your victory throughout this year in Jesus' name. I dip all prayer requests that have been forwarded into the pool of the blood of Jesus. The Lord bless all your good petitions in the name of Jesus. I must say happy wedding anniversary and happy birthday to all celebrants born on this date in history. I join others in celebrating you. God bless your celebration and enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus. Child of God, thank you so much for listening and do keep sharing this podcast. Someone somewhere needs this message for a change. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.